Welcome to the Certainty Roundtable podcast, designed for those advisory teams preparing for the fast emerging new era of financial advice in Australia. Hosted by Jim Stackpool, founder of Certainty Advice Group, with over 30 years experience advising advisory firms, the Certainty Roundtable podcast brings together the growing group of Certainty Advice firms as they share their insights, experiences, as they attract, attain, price and manage their valuable advice clients and advisory teams. Now, here is your host, Jim Stackpool.
G'day, Jim Stackpool here with another in our round table series talking about the Certainty Journey, how one of our firms is moving to be more and more productive from a place of activity to productivity. And we're highlighting Kylie Sterling from Sterling Financial Consulting just here in Sydney down at the Shire. Really listen out for Kylie's approach and how over 6 or 7 years the firm has got more and more productive. And whilst it was slow at the beginning, it then sped up. And what are the reasons for it speeding up, particularly Kylie's perspective, not being an authorised rep, not being a technical provider, and how she's come in and particularly challenged the way her husband Jared started the firm and now making it much more productive. Check it out. So these sort of sessions, these journey sessions, is essentially a journey of productivity from when everything's hectic and starting up and lots of activity and lots of stuff, and then how do we find this productivity path amongst growing activity, as Kylie will share with us. The other key thing about as we do grow is that how, listening out for Kylie and my conversations with her about how they maintain this sense of confidence about progress, whatever confidence means to them, and as they also understand how they start then enforcing some priorities, which is probably just more simpler than saying not just no, but it's how do we stop doing stuff whilst confidently move forward knowing there's going to be more stuff to do, having left a comfort zone of activity, which itself generates lots of hours, but it needs to change. And particularly as Kylie has gone from being support to second chair, practice manager, and juggling all the roles in this, in what I call a tiny giant. It's small, but it's growing quite quickly with a giant of a reputation, judging by the referrals it's getting. And that's essentially what these sessions are about, how others are making steps that we can share, discuss, challenge a bit, to hear how this might be relevant for your own journey as you make your own unique steps moving forward. Let's get into the gist of what we're here to talk about, which is this whole path someone's making for productivity with Kylie Sterling. Now, Kylie and Jared we've been working with for how long, Kylie?
8 years, maybe?
8 years, oh my God.
But you worked with Jared at his old firm before that as well.
So, Kylie, firstly, give us some background on Sterling. What were your former clients and what are your current clients now over those 8 years?
Former clients was anyone Jared could get in the door to make us survive.
Yep.
We took insurance, we took all sorts of things.
Yep.
I didn't start out with Jared when we first started the company. I somewhat came on board as I was needed and the kids got a bit older. And now I'm picky on who we let come in the door.
What's an ideal client?
Ideal clients would be SMEs, professionals, clients that are too busy to look after their own lives.
Okay. And fees back in the old days, and what's your sort of entry fee today?
Fees back in the old days, Jared really struggled with, and they were very, very low. And now sort of 10 grand's minimum.
Okay. And just again, where are you, Kylie? Just so everyone can get an understanding of the sort of geographic mix you're sitting in.
Southern Shire, near Cronulla in Sydney.
Yep. And you specialise in that space, in the Shire type of client?
Yes.
Okay. And so, Kylie, again now, today, just in terms of getting this sense of how you've brought this level of productivity to the firm, why do clients engage Sterling today?
I think they engage us to give them back time. There's a lot of people that cross our path that just don't have time to manage their financial life but want to. And wanting to make sure that they're managed and ready for the future, and so they come to us.
And so in that, in terms of how you then make that, how do you make that a productive measure? So when you're doing a discovery, do you find your ideal client is this person is just far too busy as compared to they're looking for investment return, structural return, or they're looking for some insurances or looking for some estate planning or estate or some sort of aged care? These are your classic client are those you really want then focus on. Just those who don't have time? Are you saying no to others?
No, we're not. There's quite a lot that have just got a lot of complexity as well, that don't know how to manage their small business with everything that's going on with that and across crossing that into their financial life as well, out of the business. So there's just everyone with complexity.
And so just again, for anyone listening, where did small business niche come from? From some of the journey you took, was that where Jared started?
Jared always wanted to target small businesses, I suppose, like himself, and be able to assist. And we seem to be getting quite a few through the door. So I think he's spent, the last 8 years networking, and all of a sudden it's exploding.
Kylie, when you say 10,000, just to qualify with the fees, James just asking, is that for a 12-month engagement or in the old parlance upfront and then maybe something different ongoing?
12-month engagement. So part of that will be an upfront and part of it will be ongoing for the remaining 11 months.
Okay, so for the total 12-month engagement, that's your minimum moving forward. Yeah, okay. And just one from Jared Homan before Jim moves on. When you say it was really low in the past, what's really low?
two and a half.
Right, okay.
I don't know. Jared was really bad at pricing.
What's Jared's background? A run-of-the-mill sort of guy that played footy in the South or something bigger than that?
Jared's background was he was an advisor. He owned a business with some accountants and they both took a different direction on how the business wanted to go, so they parted ways. And Jared, instead of going to work for a big firm, wanted to start his own company, so Sterling Consulting arrived.
Kylie, you just touched on a point which I've got here in terms of you said Jared was really bad with pricing. And so he operated by himself for a while, then you came along to support him. How did you help him get better with pricing? Because I sense that's a real productivity measure and a really important part of the journey you've been taking now to focus on the 10,000 minimum.
It has been. I think you said the first time I met you, you're going to be better at pricing than Jared. And I think we somehow managed to take that on board through the years. I think I look at clients differently when they come through the door. Jared looks at sort of the financial aspects and I think I look at the personal aspect. And we collaborate. Jared never used to collaborate. He would just pick a price. I don't know how he used to do it, but.
And is it harder, Kylie, because you're a classic tiny giant. You start up, Jared's grabbed the best, highest performing resource he can get and he's actually married to her. You've come in, you're supporting this growth development from the ground up. Is that harder for someone like you to play that role on Jared to say you're too cheap, we've got to put the pricing up, or is that easier?
It was to start with. It was very, very difficult and I didn't think I knew how to do it, but now I find it really easy and I walk out of the meeting and I'm confident with what we're doing.
Okay, so let's break that into two parts. So for people listening, what was really hard at the beginning part for you to do it?
I couldn't wrap my head around the fact that I had anything to do with the business. I always took a look of, I didn't know what was going on. I don't know finance. And I found that hard. But I think the more sessions I did with you, Jim, and Angela, and the more I just did discovery meetings, I realised that I did know what was going on and I worked out how to price. I followed the pricing schedule that you put up. And we worked it out.
And so now the confidence comes from the schedule or just confidence comes from the experience you've had that you've challenged Jared enough, clients have signed on for that challenge fee, and now you've got your confidence to move up. Is that it or is something else?
No, confidence with the more I've done, the more confident I am. And if we don't do the debrief at the end of it, I get really cranky.
So again, this journey to productivity, what has the debrief given you? What has the debrief given you or Jared to sort of get better and sharper?
It gives us a really good starting point. We're able to discuss exactly what we need to. We go through different clients. Who are they like? Who are they priced like? Who are they like in our category of clients so that we know where our base is and move forward from there.
Is Jared still pushing back on your suggestion of pricing or is he more amenable to your pricing now?
He's amenable to it and sometimes goes above what I think.
Have you repriced the old clients that were sort of, you're talking about before, a really low at sort of 2.5? Have you repriced them to sort of jump them up to 10 grand or a different number and how have they reacted?
We've repriced them, yes, but not that high. Mm-hmm. There's some we're trying to, I think, get rid of in the coming years. But no, we've increased their fee, but it hasn't increased that much.
And how now, in terms of, again, part of the journey, you've had a real effect, obviously, on the pricing and getting confidence in the firm about pricing. What about this whole sticking to a plan? And I think a couple of comments that were made there, beginning by Kathy and by Naz and Marianne, about this need to stick to a plan. And how important has that been on the journey that you've made from coming in to be support, playing second chair, and also playing practice manager now?
I think the plan for us is management and learning how to manage everything within the team. I think that's workflows is a really big thing that I'm trying to work on at the moment to make sure we get it right between Jared, Mitchell, Talia and myself, and make sure we don't miss anything.
And it's grown to four now. So I saw James Kelly's question come in just then. It's grown to four people with Mitchell, another advisor. You're not an advisor. You're practice manager slash second chair slash and Talia are also on support. Is that right?
Correct, yes.
Yep. Okay. What is your core element of productivity from your perspective, Kylie, where you're seeing this business growing?
I think for us, it's either an in-house paraplanner or an outsourced paraplanner. We've tried in the past and Jared hasn't managed to make it work, but I think for now that fifth person, whether it be in-house or external, for us, enable us grow again.
Okay, so it's another person.
Yep.
Okay. And knowing it, when you first started in the business and came back and started to help Jared, and sort of, was there anything you should have been doing when you first came on board that would have got you to where you are today quicker? In client selection or in pricing or just how you manage to a plan? Like, if you're given your time again to speed up where you are, or did you have to go through what you went through to experience and get the confidence for then for you to get to this level today? I mean, again, it's a real core question of anyone listening to this that feels like they might be in some ways following in some of the footsteps you've taken.
I think I needed to go through what I went through in order to be where I am today. I think being pushed into meetings and not wanting to do them but it really helped me grow and understand the business and drive where we want to be.
So why did you go through your comfort zone and go into meetings you didn't want to attend?
Because Jared made me.
Right, that's true love, I get it. Okay. And what was the benefit of you being, did you see yourself coming in to play practice manager and you didn't need to go into meetings with clients?
I wasn't really sure what was going to entail when I started working with Jared. Well, he just needed help, so I did it. I come from an event management background, so I was good at managing and running everything. So he said, come and work the back end and do all of that for me. And it just turned into, actually, I want you in front of clients. I want you face-to-face. I want you doing all that too. And I didn't think I wanted to do it.
If I could pick on that, Kylie, that sounds pretty core that even though you didn't, I'm not an advisor, I don't know what an SOA is, but even though you're now sitting in front of clients and you're going through discovery meetings, obviously you're not writing technical plans. But that's given you a leverage to help make the firm more productive. Is that fair to say?
Definitely. Definitely. And clients can call up and talk to me. And even though I can't give them technical answers, they're still happy to speak to me and know that they wait for Jared or Mitchell to come back to them.
Because that's a big issue for many, probably some listening, that unless I'm an authorised representative, I'm really out of place and feel outside comfort zone sitting in front of meetings, clients who I don't have that technical background. But you're in some way saying you're adding significant value to clients still without that authorised representative background?
Definitely. It took me a long time to realise that they don't just need the technical background. They also just need someone to understand.
And I guess then the approach, which here's the cure of the parts, not going to be attempted without treating the whole, you understand the complexities they face, the aspirations they want, the priorities they've got, all those things that may be a part of their financial life, but more importantly, the relationship is giving them confidence for them to take those steps forward, whether they're talking to Jared or you or Mitchell or even Talia, I imagine.
Correct, yes. So at the moment, people are signing the engagement agreements and sending them back to me. They're not even contacting Jared. Jared does the engagement meeting with them, but I'll do all the documents and everything and all the communications with the clients or go through me until they've signed and, SOAs proceeding and that sort of thing. Then it'll all switch to Jared or Mitchell.
For anyone listening attempting to follow what you're doing, and what's your strongest recommendation to someone probably in a similar role to you?
Get in the discovery meetings and go through it. Go through it as a process with your advisor, and all those documents that you need to produce the other side are so much easier to do.
Any other questions?
How has the typical solution for your current clients changed to what did the solution look like for your previous clients?
I think we're just taking it to the next level. I think we didn't look at the whole discovery process at the time, whereas now we look through their whole life. And, for example, we had a client last week that just came back to us after the discovery and said, we liked your discovery process, but we really just want specific advice on this tax issue, blah, blah, blah. And we actually called them, or Jared called them back and said, that's not what we do. We don't want to take you on for just one little process of it. We want to look at the whole thing. And he said, I think you know, 12 months off. So why don't you have a think about it, get this fixed with your accountant for now, and then come back to us when you're ready to look at the whole.
Look, also, I guess previously it might have been just your super and insurance, as you say, but now it is more that it might include property. It might include, yes, getting an accountant involved, property buyer or something like that.
So now we look to be the one truth of source centre. We talk to the accountants, we talk to the property managers, we talk to the mortgage brokers. We look at across the whole board for the client and what the best outcome is.
Well, there you have it, Kylie Sterling. And I think for me, that sort of story talks about core productivity in terms of the character the firm's going through. It was whatever fogs a mirror, and I imagine we all started from that. But as we evolve into what I think is the new world of advice, not product delivery, but advice, it's this, what are the complexities? What's the issue you need help with? And we stick to our process and our own plan and what we believe the market starts giving us some feedback on worth to stick with it. And I think that Kylie is a great example of that in a micro firm, but I think it's a tiny giant and growing in reputation and only constrained by internal issues, as not external issues, as how they best grow to get that productivity they want. Well, there you have it, Kylie Sterling from Sterling Financial Consulting here in Sydney, down at Caringbah. What did you take away from that? I took lots from that and this path to productivity. Kylie's objectivity coming in from a pricing perspective. Kylie's, again, event management background coming in to help get some accountability and objectivity to their business planning. And I think Kylie's really, really strong approach to increase productivity, get involved with client discovery meetings, even if you're not have a technical background. And so I think as we're moving more and more into comprehensive advice, we have to realize we have to park maybe our fear of not having technical skills in these meetings when we're trying to discover what is of value to the client and bring our personal skills, our project management skills, our strategic planning skills to those meetings and see the benefits that come and the productivity that gains we have that enables us to lift pricing, lift confidence and lift the way we firm grows. Notwithstanding all that, Kylie and Jared and team, Mitchell and Talia, have still got productivity challenges, but they're operating from a much closer path to what they want to do as they grow their business. So I hope you got a lot from that. Kylie Sterling's certainty journey of becoming more and more productive by throwing yourself in the whole process. Love to get any questions you've got from this. Jim Stackpole signing out. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Certainty Roundtable podcast with Jim Stackpole. To access the material from today's show or to join in the conversation, head to www.certaintyadvicegroup.com. We'd love to hear your feedback, questions, and opinions. Working together, we hope to achieve a lot more for more Australians. certaintyadvicegroup.com.